Big Value Big Business Podcast, episode 30.
Welcome to the Big Value Big Business Podcast with James Lynch, where we talk with today's most successful marketing minds about getting the right message in front of the right people and getting the right people to become your customers for life. And now, your host, James Lynch.
All right, welcome back, my friends, to yet another edition of the Big Value Big Business Podcast. I am your host, James Lynch. I am really big time super excited about my very special guest today. His name is Chris Reed. Chris is the founder of the ArdorMediaFactory.com, the premier content marketing company based in Davao City in the Philippines, offering businesses worldwide exceptional content marketing and search engine optimization services. It is my pleasure to welcome Chris to the Big Value Big Business Podcast today. Hello, Chris. How are you today, sir?
I'm fantastic, James. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is mine, sir, and I thank you. Ardor Media Factory, that is your new baby, eh?
It sure is. We're just launching as we speak.
That's awesome. And I did a little research on Ardor. I knew the term sounded familiar, but a short definition would be passion, fervor, zeal, intensity, verb, fire, emotion. Does that represent the Ardor Media Factory?
That's exactly what we're trying to portray. It's sort of content that we try and put forward for our customers.
I love it. Hey, well, again, I want to thank you for coming out. And, you know, we're really looking forward to having you share with us just how we can best use content marketing to our advantage and to promote our businesses, you know, online and develop, at the same time, favorable search engine rankings in the process. So does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, sure. Fire away.
All right. So let's start with a little history about you and your company, and just maybe get to know you a little bit and like where you came from, a little bit about the journey that brought you here to where you are today.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, starting back at the beginning, I'm a country boy from a little town in just south of Brisbane in Australia. I studied software engineering in Australia, and pretty much as soon as I finished my studies, I moved to London, and I might have embellished on my CV a little bit as a junior software developer, but it worked out pretty well. I got some nice contracts working for some rather large financial institutions like Visa Europe and Euroclear. I ended up staying there for a bunch of years until the financial crisis hit. And I kind of quit, got pushed out of my job, and went backpacking around the world. But yeah, I'm a software engineer at heart, and so I do love building software. And during my travels, I started mucking around building an online game. And as the game became close to completion, I realized that I better work out how to promote it and get people to come and play it. So I started reading and learning a lot about SEO. And then I figured out that SEO is a pretty decent way to make some money. So I ended up focusing on that, and I actually used it to finance my travels for the next couple of years as I, you know, vagabonded around the world. But eventually I needed to set up an office to, you know, keep building my company, and I already had a lot of online staff in the Philippines, so I figured, you know, that's the best place to go, and here I am now.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I see you've been, you know, all over Europe and Russia, Asia, Australia, New Zealand. You've even come visit us over here in North America. But I wondered why you chose the Philippines. Did you have a staff there to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, I'd already had two main staff working for me for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. And so I really trusted their opinion. And both of them said Davao was the best place to go. I'd never been to the Philippines before. And I came straight here. And, you know, I've got a young family. And I saw that, you know, it's a nice town. It's quiet. It's safe. It's got beautiful beaches. It's, you know, no pollution. Decent schools. Knew my wife would love it straight away. So, you know, I set up shop. And it was only after I'd even got a house here that I realized that they weren't actually in Davao.
Who, your folks? Your staff?
My two online staff. They were my managers. They They lived up north further, but yeah, now they work in my office. Yeah,
funny. Yeah, don't live here. Live over there. But that, now that's cool. That's a great story. Awesome. So listen. So it's been a twisty, windy road for you, and obviously, you know, you feel like you've landed with your new company, and so along the way, you're getting off the ground now. But you know, as an entrepreneur and just coming up, how about any of the biggest challenges, or maybe one of the biggest challenges that you've had coming up that you've had to face and overcome?
I mean, it certainly has not been an easy ride. It's been a whole lot of work and, you know, ups and downs. And, you know, you think you've gotten it and you think you're going great, and then, you know, something else comes and clobbers you. So it's hard to stay on top of everything. But one thing that I really have learned is that you need to trust in your people. You know, like, you can't do everything. You need to hire good staff. You need to train them. You need to invest in them. And you need to give them ownership. So, you know, they need to control the projects they're working on and be their own boss, really. You can't do every job in your company, so you need to trust in your team.
Yeah, that's very well said. That's true, and I find some of the most successful entrepreneurs that I speak to do know when to delegate. And there is a rule, when you want to move things forward, I mean, 80% of your time has got to be creating and promoting your business, where, you know, the other 20% is administration and the back end stuff that, you know, we can easily, if we organize, we can easily find and delegate and find the right people to do it, and to quote you, and to trust them to do it. That's very, very important. Awesome. Awesome. I love it. So,
I mean, there's a saying that I've heard, to work on your business or work in your business. And, you know, it's hard to know the balance.
So we had our struggles. You've kind of learned to trust your staff and to delegate when you needed to. So tell me when you kind of figured out you were on the right path with, you know, Ardor and just moving forward. And what was your aha moment to say, yeah, I'm doing this thing and things are moving in the right direction?
Well, it's kind of funny because about this time last year, about June, things were kind of getting pretty rocky, and, you know, I was feeling pretty unsure about how things were. And then we just had explosive growth. Like in June, I think we had 4 staff in the office and around 3 times that working online. But by December, we'd outgrown our office, moved to a bigger location, had more than 20 staff in the office, and I can't even tell you how many online because I have managers that deal with that. You know, it was a really great end to last year, and, you know, it's felt fantastic.
So you're able to sit back and say, yep, I'm going in the right direction and things are finally on track.
Yeah, well, you can really feel secure that, you know, it's not going anywhere. You know, I've got a young family that I have to provide for, and, you know, people count on me. It's nice to know that you can pay them at the end
That's
of the month.
That's cool, yeah. Cool. Yeah, and so tell me about a day in the life at the Ardor Media Factory. What do you guys do, like, putting it all together from acquiring a customer to nurturing them through their needs and their content, designing their content flow and how it ties into the SEO? Just run us through a day in the life.
Well, I mean, it can be very different depending on the customer you get. Like, we had a brand new customer join today, and he was a referral from another customer. I gave him a call. He's a tradesman in Sydney, Australia, and he already knew quite a lot about SEO and backlinks. He'd already worked with some other companies that, you know, he wasn't happy with the results, and, you know, I signed him up. He knew how to do everything himself. He knew what keywords he wanted to target. So in the system it went, and you know, job done. Other people, they don't know where their website ranks. They don't know what their customers are really searching for to get them. I mean, I don't know really why they have a website to start with, but, you know, we try and, you know, every business solves a problem. So, you know, we try and work out what it is their customers, what the problem is they're searching for, and how we can, you know, put their website in front of their customers. And so they're the customers we have to nurture a lot more. And now it's part of the job. I'd quite like the customer interaction.
Yeah, so it goes from one end to the other. You have someone like the first that knows where he's going, knows the keywords he wants to go for, and has a straight line to where his business goals are, and then you have the others that you have to kind of nurture and consult and kind of point them in the right direction. So that's cool.
Yeah, certainly. Because it's their business. Sometimes even they'll ask me which keyword's better. And at the end of the day, I don't know. I don't sell their product. You know, you might have one keyword that has 1,000 people searching it, but you might have one keyword that has 10 people, but they're the people that'll buy your product. Each business is different, you know, and so you really need to know your customers and what they're searching for to find your best products and your
absolutely.
Best
sales. Let's just take that concept for a minute and just expand that a little bit, because I like to ask with entrepreneurs and especially the professionals like you that, like, you're in the content marketing world. So a lot of my listeners, they're consultants, they're small business owners. Kind of help us out to maybe step back, take a look at our business, and see how we can better serve our content needs and our search engine optimization. If you were to tell our listeners, like, one tip or trick or best practice, what would that be?
Well, one thing I recommend is that people add to their website constantly. I mean, you don't have to be doing it daily, but at least once a month, make a little blog post about, you know, what your company's been up to. If you've got no new products or services, write something interesting about your team. Like, keep it fresh, keep your website dynamic. You know, every business, okay, if you're a concrete cleaner, you know, it might not be that interesting. People don't want to follow you on Facebook, but you can still, you know, update what's the latest jobs you've been working on. You know, show more examples of, you know, here's the last job we did, and here's a testimonial by that customer. You know, build your website, build your brand, and let people know you.
Yeah, and how does that benefit us as far as, I mean, does Google see the search engines in general, do they see that dynamic content creation, do they see that as positive and favor you in the rankings?
Yeah, they certainly see that websites that are dynamic, that are added to, they get looked at more often. You know, Google has a spider that scurries around the internet and reads every page. It goes to websites that update themselves more often. If it goes to your website and you haven't changed since last time it was here, it won't come back for a lot longer because it figures that nothing's going to change again. So, yeah, it does help your rankings in the search engine, but adding content is also good for your customers too. Like, if there's a reason for me to come back to your website, and I can see something new, you know, I can learn more about you. And essentially, it builds out your website and makes it bigger. I mean, you know, if you're a new company, you're only going to have a few pages of a little bit of content. But if you just add one page every month, you know, what's the latest job you've been working on? Eventually, you'll have a big website with heaps of content, and people can really know about you.
Yeah, it's
your
kind
business.
Of like you're building a platform, building your platform out and growing and giving them eventually something to really look at and spend time on.
For sure.
So let's talk about Chris Reed for a minute. You mentioned you have a small family. I like to get into the heads of a lot of the entrepreneurs I speak to and kind of find out what makes them tick, how they came upon realizing they had the entrepreneurial spirit, and what drives you, what keeps you going, what any productivity or any kind of hacks that you have that keep you moving in the right direction. So what drives you as a businessman, Chris?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, essentially, yeah, I want to provide the best life I can for my family, but that's not really it. I'm a software engineer. I love building software. You know, a big part of what we do is software. We have software that manages all of our content, and we're building more and more to try and measure our results. You know, I like ownership of, you know, having my own business, having the freedom to do what I want to do. Like, I've got a small software team now. We'll have meetings and discuss ideas and whatnot, and, you know, I get to pick which direction the company goes because it's my company. Yeah. You know? That's a great feeling that, you know, I like, they're smart guys, so I like to take into consideration what they have to say, but I like to be able to do what I want to do. It's fun. You know, I work a bunch of hours a week. You know, like, sometimes I have trouble sleeping at night because, you know, I'm excited at jumping up and working. You know, I work too much on the weekend. I really need to go and spend time with my family.
Yeah, that's a good and a bad problem. It keeps us moving. as entrepreneurs and keeps us growing our business. But if your wife's anything like mine, she's probably wondering why I'm up at 5 in the morning right now instead of in bed. But she doesn't understand that I'm talking to somebody 12 hours away in a different time zone. So, yeah, we do jump out of bed, especially when we have that big idea. So that's awesome. That's awesome. It's good to hear that you're growing not only a content marketing team, but you also have a good little software team growing there, which is kind of where you got your start. So you're staying with your roots and expanding on that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, well, that's what I'm good at. You know, all of the marketing and promotional stuff. Like, I'm learning that, and it's fun too. But I'm a software engineer, and I creep back into my little dark cave every now and then, and really, that's what I enjoy doing the most.
Yeah, totally understood. Totally understood. So listen. So tell us what you have going on with the company. This is basically where I would ask you to promote your business, what you do, what you can do for our folks, where they can find you, be it your website and on the social media platforms. Easiest way to get in touch with you. What do you got going on?
Yeah, well, at the moment, as you mentioned before, with launching out of manufacturing. And one of the cornerstones that we've put out there is a free on-page SEO guide called the Ultimate SEO Cheat Sheet. You know, like, we deal with so many different websites, and it sometimes astounds me just how terrible their on-page SEO is. And it's generally really simple things that people that don't even have that much technical knowledge can fix themselves. So we've got a complete free Ultimate SEO Cheat Sheet available at our website, which is artormediafactory.com. Just go to the website. You'll see up the top. Just click on the button. Download it.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, I see that. I'm heading over there myself because I need a little bit of SEO love on bigvaluebigbusiness.com. Awesome. Awesome. So any other parting shots you have for us? I'd like to just kind of maybe get any inspirations you have or what's on the bookshelf, or do you belong to any mastermind groups? Where do you get your online marketing info, your motivation, business motivation, and know-how?
Unfortunately, being in DeVal, it's pretty isolated. There's not too many expats down here. So, you know, I don't really get to too many masterminds or anything like that. But I certainly read a lot. You know, I'm reading Seth Godin at the moment. He's a fabulous man, giant brain. I really loved his last book, Poke the Box. You know, it's essentially about, you know, trying new things, poking the box, seeing what's going to happen. You know, don't be afraid of failure or rejection. You know, it's poking that box and seeing what it's going to do that teaches you. So even if it doesn't get you a great result, just don't stop. And you know, one thing he recommends in the book is that, you know, you should pass it around. So I ended up buying a copy for every one of my staff. I really highly recommend reading it.
Yeah, I love Seth Godin. I actually subscribe to his blog. He's one of the guys that's in my inbox every morning at about 6:30 in the morning. Yeah, he's totally awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Giant brain.
Yeah, all right. Good stuff. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on today. I know it's evening over there. It's early morning here, but we managed to get this thing together. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. And one more time, give us that website URL and maybe a Twitter or Facebook handle that we can find you.
It's Ardor, A-R-D-O-R, ArdorMediaFactory.com. And the same for our Facebook and Twitter.
Awesome, awesome. Well, listen, Chris, you have yourself a great rest of the day, and I look forward to talking to you, maybe checking in and seeing how the business is going in short time. So you take care, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks very much, James. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye now. All right. I hope you enjoyed our chat today with Mr. Chris Reed. Please visit Chris at ardormediafactory.com. That's ArdorMediaFactory, Ardor Media Factory. You can find the show notes and the highlights of this interview at bigvaluebigbusiness.com/episode30. Or just go to bigvaluebigbusiness.com and type Chris, that's Chris with a K, K-R-I-S, into the search box for easy access. Hey, and while you're on the site, I would love it if you would sign up and become part of the Big Value Big Business family. You get weekly updates and highlights of every new podcast that I publish as a reminder to download it and have a listen. Also, when you do sign up at BigValueBigBusiness.com, I will send you a really cool free gift. I put together an awesome online toolbox that has a ton of free internet resources to help you build and grow your online business. So head on over to BigValueBigBusiness.com and sign up right at the top of the site. Hey, and don't forget, if you happen to listen to iTunes at all or use your iPod or iPhone to check out any podcasts or music, it would be awesome if you would subscribe to Big Value Big Business on iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, it would be even more awesomer if you would leave us a review. A good, objective review from you would help us get the show in front of more people. I so appreciate it. And lastly, as always, I really hope we brought some big value into your day today. You take care, and I'll be talking to you again real soon.
Thanks for listening to the Big Value Big Business Podcast at www.bigvaluebigbusiness.com.